Hey, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Great to have you with us. Something a little bit different, but at the same time, quite exciting that I want to get through with you guys today. In fact, it probably doesn't have anything to do with getting more referrals into your business, but at the same time, it has everything to do with making sure that you pick the right clients, therefore the right sort of partners, and therefore the right sorts of opportunities to ensure that you get the right people into your business. So what I want to go through today is, what does your ABCD list of clients look like? Do you have a criteria? Do you know what you're looking for? Do you know who you want to bring into your business? Are they an A person, a B person, a C person, a D person? What are you willing to accept? What are you willing to not tolerate? And you need to create this for you then to be able to ensure that you can go and partner with the right people who have your A type of clients. You can go and speak at the right sort of places that have your A type of clients. You can make sure that in the end, what we talk about in terms of building our $1 million referral system, you are right on point because you're only getting the right sorts of people. And that's what's really important to make sure that we've got the ability to get. So I want to do a couple of things. If you're just listening to this as an audio, not a problem. There is a video version that you're going to be able to find on our YouTube channel. And the only difference there is a diagram that I'm going to talk through. So if you want to see that visually, then you just need to pop to our YouTube channel to be able to get that. You'll see it in the link below. So the first thing I want to talk through is, I reckon there's a four-stage journey that someone goes on when having a business. The first part is, hey, we've got to make it happen. So on our little chart, we're at the first circle, which is all about, how do I make it happen? I do whatever it takes. I don't like using the word hustle. I don't think that that's the right representation. You've got to do what you need to do to make your business happen, to keep a roof over your head, to have food on the table. So therefore, you're doing a lot more things. At this stage, sure, you want to understand who are your A type of clients, your B type of clients, your C, I don't really want to work with these people, and your D, I'm definitely not working with these people type of clients. But you're not as fussy or picky in that first make it happen circle. Then you get to the second phase, the grow. You've got roof over your head, you've got food on the table, you're okay with the way things are going. Things aren't going to fall over now. It's stable. So now you've got the ability to be able to grow and go to a different level. That's when we definitely aren't working with D and C clients. You're probably tolerating to some extent some B clients, but it's all about making sure that you've got A clients and A clients only. I'll come to how we determine that really soon. Our third step around self is, hey, business is doing really good. How can I personally make a bigger impact in society with social projects, with different sorts of causes? So when you are at the self stage, you don't need anything other than A clients. You're self-sufficient with business coming in, money coming in, team growing, you're on a nice path. So now you can start thinking, well, how do I do things outside of just the business? How can I personally contribute and make a bigger impact to society? Now, I don't think you can do that until you've got the first two stages underway. It's like when you go on an aeroplane, put your own mask first before helping someone else. But once you've got your own mask on first, I think it's then up to us to start helping other people. And if we don't then get to grow in so many other different ways. And I think it's part of our responsibility to be able to help when we've got the ability to help. Our last circle we talk about in our stages of business. So the first stage was, hey, let's just go make it happen. The second stage, now we've got self-sufficient, let's grow. The third stage, we've got the ability to create social projects, causes, create a bit of an impact on our own. And the fourth stage is, how do you do that on a bigger level, on a greater level? How do you bring your own networks or your tribes in to be able to do those sorts of things? And I call that stage impact. So when you're in the impact stage, again, the only people you want around you, not just clients, but also networks, are A people, are people who fit your A guide. So now I've gone through those four stages and what sorts of people we're looking at in the happen stage. We've got A's, B's, we've probably even got some C's. We definitely don't have D's. In the grow stage, we've got A's, maybe a few B's, definitely not any C's and D's. In the self stage and the impact stage, it's about A's. And it's also then about A's in your network too, not having B's, C's and D's. So the next thing you want to do is you want to be able to create the quadrant. If you're watching this as a video recording, no different to what I have up on my screen. Now, when you create the quadrant, you need to go dot points. What are the characteristics of a A, of a B, of a C, of a D? And I'm sure, like me, you've all had A's, B's, C's, and D's. You know the characteristics. So focus on the A's first. What do we really want? So when I look at what I really want as an A, and something that we're going to be doing very shortly within our partnership club tribe, is what we just simply call a rule card. So we have a criteria piece. If people aren't this, sorry, this isn't the right place for you. We're going to have our implementation rule piece. We want more success than ever before for our partnership club guys. We want them absolutely getting up to where they can create an impact around their own society, around their own visions. But to be able to do that, they've got to have made it happen. They've got to have grown. They've got to have been self-sufficient. And we're going to help them get to that spot. So what are your attendance rules, your implementation rules, your criteria rules? Maybe they're not all relevant for you as they are to us, but you should have a rule card. And when you look at that rule card, unless someone fits every rule in that card, they're not your A person. So some of the things that we've got on our A card might be around their income levels. We know if they're in the really early stages that we don't need to put more pressure or stress on their shoulders because they're not at a certain income yet. Are they fun? Are they driven? Are they go-getters? To us, they've got to love experiences. We put things on all around the globe. We want people traveling and enjoying different experiences and that not being a problem for them. And if it is, that's fine, but they're just not an A type of person. They really don't need us is another criteria. But they want us because it's going to speed up the process for them. They're going to get there faster. So think about, what are some of your criteria rules? What are some things that matter to you? Because unless those things can get ticked off, they're not an A person to you. And if they're not an A person to you, why are you working with them? So sometimes that's a little bit scary. I heard a great story of a dentist who pretty much got rid of 2/3 of his clientele after doing such an exercise, where in the end, he went, no, you're a B, you're a C, you're a D, this is really all I want. And now I'm going to completely change the way we do business just for these people. So he changed the waiting room. They changed the way that people could be referred into the business. Unless you're an A person, you couldn't refer into the business. They had a waiting list 6 months long. There's a whole bunch of great stories, and I go back and I read a book called The Pumpkin Plan all the time, which is very similar around how do you weed out C's, D's, some B's to create more room for your A's. Sometimes it's really easy just to get stuck doing the same thing with the same people day in, day out. How do you upgrade? How do you upgrade your people? So go through, understand what stage of business you're at. When you understand that, then you're going to understand what sort of clientele are you happy to accept. Have a criteria for your A's, your B's, your C's, your D's. You need to decide, are you willing to accept to what level? So when you create this, when you actually have this working, it then makes it much easier to go, who should I be partnering with? Who has my A's? Who has my B's? If I work with this person, they're actually full of my D's. Why would I do that? So when you are crystal clear on who you're willing to accept, what your criteria is, now it makes it much easier to go and determine whose podcast am I going to be on? Which speaking events am I willing to do? Who am I willing to collaborate with? Who am I willing to create win-wins and share? Because do they have whatever level you are looking for right now, up to whatever level you are looking for, do they have those sorts of people? And if they don't, why are you wasting your time and effort in doing that? That's a food for thought. If this is the first time you've been around us, welcome. Great to have you with us. Again, please subscribe, whether it's to our YouTube channel, just type in Referral Marketing Guru, whether it's to our podcast, which you can find on Spotify, type in Referral Marketing Guru, on iTunes, type in Referral Marketing Guru, on Podbean, type in Referral Marketing Guru, and subscribe so you don't miss great things which hopefully will add more value to your business, help your business grow, and bring you around creating a business where you can create more impact because you are growing and you're more self-sufficient. Remember also, grab our resources at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. And until next time, take care. Look forward to speaking to you real soon. Take care, everyone.